Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre- and post-game show co-host.
The good ones take care of business, and they did it, and they did everything they needed to do. There's things that, you know, as you take notes and you're watching the game, and Olin, you and I probably look through it like coach's lens and things that they could be better. And I don't want to be negative because they beat the heck out of them 31-3, but there are things that can be better. And that's what's exciting, too, I think, as a coach.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Yes, sir. Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. Patrick Manelli now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. I mentioned earlier that we are going to be at the Brat Stop this Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. out there in Kenosha. And guess who else is going to be out there with us? This guy, Patrick Manelli. Patrick, are you ready for Bears-Packers Brat Stop this Friday?
I can't wait. I heard you guys have never been there?
No.
I don't think so.
I know. Have?
Oh, it's amazing. It's exactly what you would imagine as soon as you cross the state line, what Wisconsin would be like.
Sounds like shade to me, and I'm here
you
for it.
You feel like you left Chicago and you walk right into Wisconsin, man. But it's fantastic. No, it's a great spot. It's obviously the bratwurst and all that stuff, but a good vibe. So it'll be a fun day.
You know what? It's already good vibes because this is Packers week number two. It's within a couple of weeks of the first Packers game. And if you're a Bears fan right now, you have to be feeling pretty good about your chances, not only because the Bears just came off their most dominant win of the season, but also understanding that the Packers are missing their best defensive player, Micah Parsons.
It's been a wild year, right? I mean, we talk about when the Bears each week line up, they're missing a starting quarterback on the other sideline. Now they're missing the best player, possibly one of the best players in the NFL, in Micah Parsons. And it seems like one of those years for the Bears where things are aligning. Olin and I have been texting and chatting back and forth that, you know, we talked about the beginning of the year, what's a goal for the Bears. And everybody was kind of saying 8-9, 9-8. And now we're saying playoffs. And then the way things are falling, Marshall, it's like, wait a minute, you know, what could possibly happen? Good fortune keep happening? Does the Pope keep blessing the Chicago Bears and letting these good things happen? And could you talk about a Super Bowl run? So it is exciting. It is good times. And the way they're playing right now and the way things are lined up with what they could do with these last three games and take care of business on them by themselves, you never know. And I like what I'm seeing so far from the Bears.
Yeah, it's wild because like we're kind of in no man's land in a good way. Usually we're in no man's land in a bad way this time of the season, but none of us really, because of what you just said, Patrick, nobody in their right mind expected this. And the people that did pick the Bears to win 11, 12, or 13 games were just being meatballs and just saying stuff.
Yeah, well, Mark, what's funny is before I came on, I wanted to pull up the playoff picture. because I just wanted to kind of refresh my memory of that or my mind of that. Normally, I'm pulling up, where is the draft? You know, where do the Bears fall in the draft? What are we talking about? What seed are they getting for the draft? And now I'm looking at, you know, we're in the two seed. We've already beat the Eagles. The Buccaneers are leading the South. You know, so it's fun to look at that and see where we fall in order and not worry about the draft season. This is just it's a fun time. I was talking to a couple guys in the media today about this, that how much better and easier it is to do our job. I talked to Lawrence Holmes at the Manly Award about how much more enjoyable I know going into work for you guys it is, but it's nice to be here. It's nice to argue, can the Bears win the number one seed? Can they be the number one seed? What can they do in the playoffs? And it's just refreshing and fun.
Normally at this time of the year, Patrick and Marshall, Ryan Porth and I are planning my pop-up show called On the Clock, which is a draft show. And we're seeing what the best hotel deals are for the combine. Not that we won't do either of those things.
It's
still
just very different now.
It's just very different. Well, it's very nice.
And we watch Sunday's game like flip-flop, right? We used to be the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
You would watch that game, and I would prepare for that game and say, all right, all these injuries are happening on the team. What are the young players I'm scouting for next year? Who can pop out for me and maybe shine a little bit that I can look forward to watching next year? And it was refreshing to kind of – I called it a taking care of business game where you saw that injury report. It almost looked like the entire roster was injured, where are we this good of a team? And they proved it, that you just mop them up, right? The game's over in the middle of the third quarter, and you're moving on to the next week. And my favorite tweet of all of Sunday, I love reading all the media and everybody's tweets during the game, was Olin said, I'm on to Green Bay, like middle of the third quarter. And I think we all were, but it's refreshing again. It's refreshing to be in this position to see the Bears where they are and do what they did and take care of business of an outman team than the Cleveland Browns.
The fans turned the page in the third quarter when they were chanting Green Bay sucks. And I got to tell you, for some reason, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and maybe because it was Bears Monday and we had so much to talk about, it's really hilarious what happened in that moment, that the Bears fans are so jubilant and they deserve to do whatever they wanted to do considering the cold. And it's always fun to hear a Green Bay sucks chant come out, but they start to do it and the Bears have to quiet the crowd down. They have to say, sorry, we love what you're doing out here, but we need you to stop with the Green Bay sucks chant.
I don't think we forget it, but it's nice to be reminded what the Bears mean to the city. You know, you've heard the stories about the Green Bay sucks chant at the Blackhawks game.
Oh yeah, everywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, sure. And just the signage up everywhere. You know, you go to the airport, you walk the city, everybody's pulling out their old Bears gear. I can see here and look at the Ferris wheel and Navy Pier. They have the Bears sea up. They light up all the buildings. It's
beautiful.
I mean, it's so much fun. The energy is just this city is amazing. It reminds me of the story I tell. I think it was my first or second year. We would always do O-line dinners at nice restaurants on Thursday nights or whatever. One year we were at Gibson's and we were not very good in my first couple of years. And Big Cat was sitting at the table and he was just talking about, you know, the good years when he was there before. He's like, guys, listen, when you win in this city, it is the best place to play. And I had to wait till 2001. And when I remember, I think it was after one of the games. You know, we had a nice run early in the year and leaving the stadium, and I saw one of the buildings lit up with Go Bears, and I was like, oh, this is what he's talking about. That's kind of cool, just to see this city literally turn itself on, you know, with the lights and see the Go Bears and everybody get electric about the Bears.
You know what? It's so funny you say that specifically, because I don't remember after which win it was. There was one of the home game wins, because I live close enough to Soldier Field to walk. And as I left the stadium after a win, I just saw one building. I think it might have been the Hancock that I was seeing, you know, through the buildings, that had just very subtly the blue and orange lit up. And I literally got I almost crumbled to the ground in goosebumps. The goosebumps were so heavy. I was so cold that I almost crumbled to the ground. Marshall thinks I'm hyperbolizing.
I was like, is that the cold, though, or is that seeing that? It could be either in that case, Patrick.
Yeah, it could be, but it is exciting, man. It's just funny. You walk down the street and people, if they have Bears, you're on Bear Down.
Yeah, yes, Bears.
It's the greeting, you know, it's like the Roll Tide, all that kind of stuff. Bear
Down. Yeah.
It's so great.
Here's another effect, and we'll stop waxing poetic here in just a second, but another effect, too, is, you know what's awesome is when you go to the stores, like I walk down State Street, and I'll pop into some of the stores, and you look at the racks for the Bear stuff, and there's not a lot of Bear stuff left because everybody is scouring the Bear stuff.
No, I was in a store yesterday and a kid walks up with his dad and he's, dad, can I get this? And it's like a Bears like Yeti or something. And the dad's like, no, son, I think we have enough of those.
This segment with Patrick Manley is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best. Did Caleb Williams have his best game against Cleveland? Where, how do you rank that game?
Yes, but you got to who he was going against, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the throw he made is his best throw. Yes, is it overall his best game? But I want to see that on Saturday night, right? I want to see it against better talent. We've seen like good halves and good runs, but he did play a complete four quarters, and I thought Ben Johnson did a hell of a job of dialing up a game plan to neutralize Myles Garrett. But yes, Caleb had his best game for sure. But again, that's kind of who he's going against. So I'm sure if he evaluates himself, he would say the same thing, that he needs to do that against, you know, this top-tier talent in the next three games and hopefully in the playoffs.
Patrick, I'm looking at this this game. It's a game that the Bears, I expect them to win. They should win because there is no Micah Parsons. And the only thing I can come up with why they would lose this game is that they have an uncharacteristic game in which they lose the turnover battle, which has not been a problem for them all season long. Or if they continue to give up explosives, what's the answer for the explosives problem that kind of reared its head even in the win against Cleveland?
I think the answer is in the defensive meeting rooms and what Dennis Allen comes up with. I think, you know, he had a game plan. He stuck with it. It didn't work. I think Jordan Love kind of proved him wrong and beat him. And I think that's the first game of the year that kind of a veteran quarterback or any quarterback kind of, I wouldn't say outsmarted him, but outplayed him, you know what I mean? Recognized where the weakness was on defense and beat him with his throws and kind of backpedaling, getting out of pressure. So I'm excited to see what Dennis Allen does game plan wise to combat that. To me, it wasn't poorly executed game plan. You know, he has some guys in some places. Jalen Johnson missed on that one, the bust that Tom Brady talked about on one of the touchdowns. But I want to see what Dennis Allen does. And I think that's the biggest thing. Does he adjust the game plan or does he stick with what he did and just expect the guys to make plays?
Yeah. I mean, Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs, both with explosives. Of course, Melton.
Is that Henry Melton's brother?
Ooh,
we can ask those questions at the Broad Stop when we see him.
Yeah,
I'll help you out, Grody.
I can't wait to see him, man. Do you guys realize I was reading up a little bit more on Henry because that's what I do during breaks here at the Score.
He was a running back in college, man.
Yeah, he was. I remember that from back in the day. Yes. That was always a good story. And
he used to be fast.
Oh, man.
He was fast at 300 pounds. It's unfortunate he got hurt because that guy was a very, very good three technique in that Lovie Smith.
He really was, man. Like, yes. And that's like a joke, but I was very excited. Like, and he did have he tore his ACL and that was it, right? That was it for his.
He went to Dallas, I believe, and just, I don't want to speak for him. You probably know him better than I do, but Marshall maybe now, but it was unfortunate to kind of see that career when guys get injured like that. You know, we can speak about Micah Parsons, and hopefully that doesn't happen to him because that hurts the NFL, where some guys can come back and be the same, some guys can't. And when you lose that little half step, that's your game. And I think that's kind of what happened to Henry. And hopefully that doesn't happen to Micah because he's just too good for the game and he's too fun to watch, even though he does wear green and gold.
Fast fact, guys, I bet Marshall didn't even know this. And bring this to Henry, he'll love it. Henry Melton's first sack of his NFL career was against Brett Favre.
Green Bay Packers.
Yes, and the Green Bay Packers. That's right.
Yes.
That's why we're having him on Friday, Grody.
That's right. See, I got all.
Grody doesn't understand. Like, this has been in the works.
It's just weird to me, man. Like, all of a sudden, like, just casually one day, Marshall's like, oh, yeah, I hang out with Henry Melton. Like, and it's just like, you know, may want to have brought that up before.
I don't see him in the same light that you do. I just know him as a guy.
He's just Henry from the block.
He's a fun guy.
Look, he looks very different than his playing days. Because he's lost a lot of weight, so he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, you're gonna have fun, Patrick. Back to the task at hand with these Bears. So here's what I'm trying to get people to realize this week, leading into this week. This game's important. You win this game, you're gonna win the North because it's hard for me to believe you won't win one of the next two games, and that's you'd have to lose both games not to win the North if you win this game. Mm-hmm. But even if you are just the two seed, here's what's great about that. Number one, you avoid the NFC West winner. Number two, if you win the first game at home, you get to play a second game at home.
Yes, and it's huge, man. You saw it. I mean, you get the cold here and you get to whatever teams, if it's Tampa, Carolina, whoever, if they come up here, that makes a difference. And home field advantage in the playoffs is big here in Chicago. I've been fortunate to play in some of those, and some of my greatest memories I've had here in Chicago are those games. So it makes a big difference, and that cold definitely makes a big difference. So if they can get that 2 or 1 seed, like I said, you know, things are falling in order for them right now, and maybe that's something else that keeps happening. So fingers crossed it does, but you're right. Take care of business this Saturday night. Should be just one heck of a game, and I'm excited for the fans as well. You know, all day, get to drink and party and tailgate, and then get to see a primetime game on a Saturday night.
Biggest holiday party of the season right here in Chicago.
Right.
There will
right.
be
close. How many Santas are going to be at the stadium?
Oh, too many Santas.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of Santas.
many Santas.
And they'll zero in on every one of them. It's Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score. We are talking to the great Patrick Manley. Hey, we were talking about some of the Bears' injuries earlier and the way that they've been handling some of these, you know, pregame workouts. Kyler Gordon goes down. Same thing happened to Roma Dunze. He could be out for the rest of the season. What do you think about that conceptually with these guys giving it a try and then going down, and now it sure looks like Odunze, it's possible he could miss the rest of the season?
Yeah, the unfortunate ones, and we've talked about the pre- and post-game stuff, is that as a GM and a head coach, you're going to have to evaluate the training room and what's going on in those decisions with the soft tissue injuries. I think Rome's injury is a little different. I think I'm not a doctor, but I'm obviously it's different because it's a bone issue compared to a soft tissue issue. But I do think that needs to be addressed, and it's concerning that it's happening. And you do sometimes have to make sure that guys don't – I'll just give an example. I tore my MCL, and I wanted to come back, and the doctor just sat me down. He's like, come in the office. We got to talk. I know you want to play, but you are not playing. And I said, why? I want to play. And he kind of laid it out why, what could happen, and further think about the rest of the career, your career, think about the rest of the year, where we were standing. We were having a good year. And you have to go through all that stuff. In a Rome's case, that one I don't know. I mean, it's unfortunate that it's happened. It's good that he got to play part of the year, but I think he is an important part of this team. Maybe if you do sit him out for the next couple of weeks, he's there for the playoffs. I don't know about that, but I am concerned about the soft tissue injuries. But the Rome issue is interesting. And I went back and looked at real quick about Devin Duvernay. I guess he's had 25 starts in his career at Baltimore before. What a great signing. Obviously, he's a very good returner, very solid, but also with the depth. I think Ryan Poles has done a nice job. I think it's shown up on defense with some of the backups that have had to play. But this is another one. Zacchaeus and Duvernay are going to have to step in and play, and I think Devin will be fine. You know, obviously, it's not the same as Rome or Burden, but you're happy, or I feel comfortable that you have a player of his caliber, played enough in this league, has enough starts that he can go in and contribute, and you don't feel like you're too nervous. There's going to be a drop-off in play, but you feel like you can plug him in, and he's going to do everything that – he's going to do everything right. There's not going to be a whole lot of mental mistakes.
And for whatever it's worth, Devin Duvernay and Alamide Zacchaeus both came up with clutch catches against Green Bay when last we saw them at Lambeau.
Yeah.
So that is a heartening part. And to your point, that Ben Johnson has been able to get a lot of different players working well in that offense. Got to let you go, man, but you did mention hanging out with Lawrence this past Saturday. How did the Patrick Manley Awards go, man? How was the night?
It was great. And Lawrence is a pro, and we had Coach Wonstadt and the NBA great Bruce Bowen there as well. And Bruce was amazing. Some of the stories those two told were they had the people on the edge of their seat laughing, and it was just very, very good. But Bo Gardner from the University of Georgia won. He was a finalist last year and ended up winning this year, and happy for him. And we had Tyler Dzanski, who's a local kid from Glen Ellen out of Penn State, and then Spencer Triplett out of UNC was there as well. But great job by Bernie's Book Bank putting on a terrific award ceremony and raised some money for them. And all of our sponsors, thank you very much. It was fun. It's amazing. It's already year 7, and it's going to continue to grow. And what's cool, guys, is we're already on to next year, and the guys are talking about they can't wait to compete for the award next year. And it's kind of nice to let these guys get a little shine. You know what I mean? They're long snappers. The punters and kickers get it. They get a little shine now, and they get to compete for an award. So it's kind of fun.
Good for you, man. Looking forward to seeing you out at the Brat Stop with good old number 69, Henry Melton.
You bet. We'll see you then.
Thanks, right, Patrick.
Buddy. There goes Patrick Manley. Longest tenure Bear of all time. When we return, man, Ben Johnson is speaking, has spoken out at Hallis Hall. We will bring some of that to you coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You guys desperately needed that win against Cleveland. Just what's sort of the message to the guys going into a game with potentially the NFC North?
Yeah, there doesn't need to be much of a message here this week. They know. They know what's at stake.
Oh, I like that. That is fresh. Fresh audio, ladies and gentlemen. That is so fresh. It is fresh produce coming out of Hallis Hall. We got a bunch of stuff from Ben Johnson, who just got finished speaking out in Lake Forest at Bears headquarters. That's the right thing to say. And you know what? He's right about that. They know what's up. They knew what was up even after the Cleveland win. And I was in that locker room. I was in those interview rooms. I was in those hallways out at Soldier Field, and I can tell you that, yeah, they were pretty thrilled with that win over Cleveland, but it was on to Green Bay, and we will hit that point home this Friday when we are at the Brat Stop. But that was the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson. This is the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show on the Score. Layla has the day off today. Let's get right into some of this because it is fresh and it is right in front of us, Marshall. Let's start with Ben Johnson right here, just coming out of Hallis Hall, talking about Caleb Williams' progression heading into this Green Bay game.
This is a long journey that we have up in front of us, and so we're trying to make as many strides as we possibly can right now from the springtime all the way up until this point. And it's a continual basis. It's not going to stop. It's going to continue to go on, and he'll be a lot better off a year from now than he is here and now, and he'll be a lot better off 5 years from now than he'll be a year from now. And so that's a continual growth process, and I think he understands that. I'm just really excited about getting the basics down of this offense. I think the pre-snap procedure is something we've been harping on for a long time, and that's really started to come to light. And I think it's unlocked a lot of elements of the shifts, the motions, the cadence, the things of this offense that we want to do to attack defenses. And so that's a starting point. The more reps he gets on every single concept, the game's starting to slow down for him. And so that's encouraging to see. He's throwing some of these in-breakers with anticipation, which I think is a tough thing for young quarterbacks to do at times. And so he's trusting what he's seeing, and he's delivering accurate balls.
Good to hear the specifics right there at the end from Bears head coach Ben Johnson here on the Score, talking about the anticipation with which he throws. That's a huge deal in terms of getting the ball where it needs to be for the receivers or the running backs or the tight ends to make big plays. It also said to me, Marshall, everything he just said right there in terms of he's going to be better next year, he's going to be better in 2 weeks. Ben Johnson is in it for the long haul. He is in it for the long term, and it is with that quarterback. In case there was any doubt in your mind at all, this is Ben Johnson saying the project started from the day that I walked into Hallis Hall for OTAs this year with this quarterback, and it has been a project. Make no mistake about it. But Ben Johnson is going to see this thing through. He seems to like Caleb Williams as much as he did when he was admiring him from afar in Detroit.
I think he saw the raw tools that were there, and he saw a guy who could become great at what he does. And what he was looking at the start of this season was all the potential in Caleb Williams, a guy who made spectacular plays, a guy who won a Heisman doing that against obviously inferior competition at the college level. And the things he mentioned in there that stuck out to me is the pre-snap procedure, the cadence, the things that people were talking about at the start of the season, at the start of training camp. And we don't even talk about those things anymore. You know why? Because in that sound that we just heard from Ben Johnson, he's sending you another message. Caleb Williams is just about wrapped up with QB 101. He's just about wrapped up with the basics. He actually mentioned the word basics in that answer. And I can't wait to see when he says in 2 weeks he's going to be better. Oh, who do they have in 2 weeks?
Oh,
they've got stuff coming where he's going to get to show you exactly how much he's progressed. And that's why I love that Lions game to end the regular season, because you saw him in week two, the worst loss of the season. They got obliterated. And now as a team, they get to answer and they get to put stats like fourth best time of possession into practice and see if they can keep Jared Goff and company off the field. You get to see if they can turn over Jared Goff on defense. But Caleb Williams is the driver of this thing as far as being the quarterback, not of just the future, as you mentioned, 5 years from now, but right now in this moment.
And I don't know if Ben Johnson meant to be alluding to the Detroit game or winking to himself or even to the media or to you, Marshall Harris, but I have been thinking about that Detroit game, and I've been thinking about it since what the Bears did. And boy, have things changed since then in terms of the trajectory of at least 2025-2026 season. They got something coming to them at Soldier Field in that finale. The Lions do.
We saw it against Minnesota. You got your get back.
Yeah.
You're going to see it this week at Soldier Field. Can you get your get back? And then you got one more chance to get your get back. You had three division opponents, and you get to face them. You lost to all three of them the first time around. Can you show a measure of improvement by doing better in your second attempt?
Can you get your get back? That's right. Ray, topic idea. Write that down. Somebody over there. Can you get your get back? And the Bears have been doing that. And the final plan, the beauty, the conclusion of this whole project will be that Detroit game. Here is more Ben Johnson. We're just getting this in. I am told this is Ben Johnson on taking on Green Bay without Micah Parsons.
When you try to get a sense of what they may look like without Micah, do you go to last year? Do you go to – how do you – kind of get a sense of how different it looks.
You guys are trying to get the game plan this week. We look at everything, you know, and that's where being in the division last year certainly helps, because you've seen all that tape from Halfley's defense a year ago and went against him a couple times last year. And there's elements of that you take into account. But at this point of the season, I mean, it's a really good football team and really good defense. And I know you kind of lock in on one player because he does garner a lot of your attention when you go against that defense. And yet they have some high caliber players throughout on the defensive line, linebacking core, and on the back end. And so just because one player goes down doesn't mean that this is going to change a whole lot for them. They play relentless football. They pursue. They have a ton of team speed. The linebackers are thumpers. If you ask your backs to pick them up in protection one too many times, then they're going to find a way to get to your quarterback. I mean, they do a great job of that. And so throughout, like, we got a tall task at hand. And I know everyone wants to make it about the one particular player, but this is a very good defense, regardless of who's on the field for him.
And he's not just saying stuff right there. That is true. Like, they were a good defense, before Micah Parsons came. It obviously changed that defense in a whole lot of ways. But yeah, like we know how good their safeties are. We know how good Rashawn Gary is. We know how good Quay Walker is. And if you just look at their numbers defensively right now, take it for what it is. But points allowed right now per game, the Green Bay Packers are eighth. They allow 20 points per game. And just for comparison, the Bears right now are allowing 24 points a game on average. Total yards in games right now, the Green Bay Packers defense pretty stingy. They allow 294.6 yards per game on average. That is sixth in the NFL. As far as passing defense is concerned, the Packers are eighth right now in the league. The Bears 18th in that capacity, by the way, defensively. And there's one other statistical category for the Green Bay Packers defense. They are eighth against the rush so far this year. So point taken, I think, in this case. And sometimes when we hear stuff like that, it's just a lot of blah-bitty blah, complimenting the defense for the sake of complimenting the defense. That's what coaches do. But he's right. He's right. Like they are still a dangerous defense, if not the complexion-changing injury to Micah Parsons.
I think there's opportunity, though, when you're not having to draw up all your schemes offensively, worried about a game-breaker such as, in this case, Micah Parsons not being there. What you did last week against Myles Garrett, what you failed to do earlier in the season against Max Crosby, and you could argue TJ Watt as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That TJ Watt play was one of the worst plays of the year this year for one Caleb Williams. It's Raheem Harrison Grody on the score. We've got one more cut for now from Ben Johnson, and that is his thoughts on the starting quarterback for the Pack. That'd be Jordan Love.
I mean, they're hot right now. I want to say last 5 weeks, they're scoring points in bunches. You know, he got after us pretty good. You know, they had eight possessions, and they scored four touchdowns, you know, and had multiple explosive plays. And so we're going to have to look to contain that passing game better than what we did that first go around if we want a chance to win this ball game. He's very difficult to get to. He does a great job drifting away from the pressure. I think they do a great job in their protection scheme in terms of looking to keep the pocket clean. They do a lot of the chips on the edges to slow down your edge rushers. And so you're looking for your interior to get a little push. But yet when you do that, he can still find a way to buy a little bit of time. And then he's got a knack with the speed that he's got at receiver of being able to float that ball out there out in front of him and throw him open. And so I think that's what makes him such a dangerous player right now. He's doing a really good job and playing at a really high level.
Yeah, we saw that knack, the explosive plays, and that's a pretty good way that Ben Johnson put it. He's very good at moving receivers into open spaces for sure. And to Ben Johnson's point, I mean, their winning streak came to a screeching halt against, obviously, an excellent Denver team on the road, but the Packers had won four in a row before that and put up 27 points, 23 points, 31 points, and 28 points. So they have been explosive lately.
Even in the loss, they put up 26 points?
Yeah, 34-26, yeah.
So you have to respect what Jordan Love is capable of doing. And honestly, Dennis Allen just has to put his guys in better position from a personnel standpoint. A lot of that was personnel-based. They identify a mismatch, and he showed you he can beat you at all three levels in terms of the passing attack with Jordan Love. He can beat you at the line of scrimmage, and that guy can run for a touchdown. He can beat you down the field. That guy can score a touchdown, or he can beat you just intermediate and let the guy do the work once he catches the ball. But they have to have a better answer for Jordan Love at Soldier Field.
Things change throughout the season, and the Packers certainly aren't who they were earlier this season. I don't know. You might have brought this up yesterday on the show, Marshall. It was Sunday, September 21st of this year, week three, game three for the mighty Green Bay Packers, losing at Cleveland. They lost at Cleveland.
How many points they score in that game?
That would be 10. That would be 10. But it was wild because we thought Green Bay was going to be, and they're very good, but we thought they were going to be like explosive good because their season started with a convincing win over the Detroit Lions and then a convincing win against the Washington Commanders. Two teams that have fallen vastly off of, not off the map in Detroit's case, certainly, but what's going on in Washington is shocking.
I think the eye-opener, though, was when they tied Dallas and you were like, wait a minute,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, uh-huh. Slow, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Now, they did put up 40 points against Dallas, but who doesn't?
Right, right. And so then we didn't know who Green Bay was because, right, they lose after those two what looked to be very impressive. They were impressive wins. And then they lose at Cleveland, tie Dallas, and then they get back to winning with three in a row with wins over Cincy, at Arizona, and at Pittsburgh.
So but even then, when you're thinking, okay, here they go, the next two games, they put up a total of 20 points against the Panthers and the Eagles.
Yeah.
So it's been very Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Guess what? Mr. Hyde showing up at Soldier Field.
Ah, yeah!
I'm here to tell you.
I love that idea.
I'm here to tell you.
But it is cool, just to add to everything, both the Bears and Packers are playing their best football at this point in the season. It makes the matchup and the game and everything that goes into it even bigger. When we return here on Raheemy, Harrison, Grody, I have no idea what we're doing for halftime because Marshall has kept it secret up until now.
It's not a secret per se. I just wanted to let it ruminate for myself because I had two different things I was going. They're both holiday related.
Love it.
I feel like we need to let the people know how people are viewing the city of Chicago when it comes to the holidays. Wait until I tell you the rank. They have the top 25 Christmas cities.
Christmas cities, okay.
Yes. And I don't think you're going to be happy with where Chicago is in these rankings.
Okay, well, I will look to see what the reasons are for them not being in a good place, apparently.
Well, they're not a bad place. They're just not nearly as high as I would have had them.
We will give you that number and more, I would guess, in halftime next on Raheemy, Harrison, Grody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Raheemy, Harrison, Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
We've been having a great day here so far on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody.
It's a great week, Grody. I mean, it's Packers week. You have a sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. Things are trending in the right direction.
I woke up just feeling excited because of the consequences and the thrill of thinking about Soldier Field on Saturday night, the greatest holiday party that the city of Chicago will ever have seen. So we did talk a little bit about that. We talked to Patrick Manley. We talked about Caleb Williams and how Marshall and I both agree, and Patrick too, you know, with keeping the opponent in mind, all said that was Caleb Williams' best game of the year. Now, I think the theme now for the Bears is, and Caleb Williams is, do that again. Do that against the Green Bay Packers. And we just heard Ben Johnson saying, I thought that was a pretty critical piece of audio, essentially saying that, yep, you have passed one hurdle. Now, you know, pre-snap motion and all that stuff kicked up after the bye week, and now we're going to continue. What did you say? It put an end to the 100 level courses are over.
It's almost over. I think the regular season of year one under Ben Johnson serves as that.
Yeah.
But just like when you talk about a college freshman, right, playing whatever sport, by the end of the season when you're going into postseason play, like conference tournament, guess what? You're no longer really a freshman. You're a sophomore now because you've got a whole years of experience.
Even though maybe we haven't seen like the big Caleb jump yet that everybody wants to see, the improvement is adding up. is what's going on right now.
I just love, and my favorite part about my favorite Caleb Williams performance from this season, which, to be clear, was Sunday against the Browns. He did it in freaking cold weather. He was like, yeah, I can still throw this thing, even if the weather is just trash.
And I don't remember a play on which he was necessarily affected by it. You know what I mean? Like a ball slips out of his hands or a wobbly throw. And I'm sure there was a moment.
The center, was at the center to quarterback exchange where Myles Garrett comes and gets the tackle because he just taps him.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the only thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Of course, you have to add that into it. That could have been part of it. But for the most part, that was not the case.
It's nap time.
Okay, so, you know, I just like to read about stuff going on. Sometimes I just come up on stuff on my algorithm, whether it's Twitter, which I kind of stay off of these days, but also Instagram. And I came across this thing. It was like, Atlanta is the number one Christmas city in America. I was like, number one? Atlanta? I was like, I don't really associate Atlanta, Georgia with Christmas. I just know, like, if it's a threat of snow there, the city just shuts down.
Yeah.
People leave their cars on the interstate. That's what happens anytime it snows there because they don't have salt and everything. So I was like, let me look at this and find out where my current residence is in this list. Where would you guess? It's top 25 cities. Chicago is on the list.
Yeah.
Here are the things that they rank it by.
Okay. All right.
It's traditions and fun.
Okay.
It's observance rank, which I guess is how much do they celebrate Christmas, I guess. Generosity rank, how much giving is involved in this. You know, it's the season. Tis the season. Shopping rank.
Hmm.
And then the final one is cost rank. So if I gave you those as the categories, Grody, where would you think Chicago ranked on the top 25 of this list?
I mean, like, with all of that, the only thing on that list, which Chicago does not have really excellent Christmasness, would be and I don't know what the parameters are for cost. We are a very costly city.
It is 60th overall in cost rank. That is the second lowest of the score. Now, the one I was surprised by was their rank in observance, which was 90th.
What does that mean? Like, just like people who actually
actually celebrate Christmas.
The Lord? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And I thought 95 was a little bit low. But for instance, and the only cities kind of comparable to Chicago, New York's rank for that was 98th. Just to give you
vein into it.
Los Angeles 96th. Just to get
they're on to other stuff.
They're on to other stuff. So the thing about cost is they were 60th. That was their second lowest score in these metrics.
So that brought the obvious, and we're building towards it. We will have the reveal, but I still want to guess. Okay, so they did not grade well in that regard. Let me just take a guess and then you can give me the rest of the specifics because I don't want too much information.
I
mean, like, in my head we're a top 10 Christmas city, but clearly that's not the case. You've kind of given it away. So I guess I will say, like, what are we, like 17th or something?
No,
like
higher than that. Okay. That's the thing. I was like, they're definitely a top 10 city.
Yeah, they would be. I would have them top 5 probably. Chicago.
They're number 11.
God, okay. Now, well, it's not as bad as I thought the way you were building it up.
Now,
but
let me give you the cities ahead of them, though, which is questionable for me.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Atlanta's number one. San Francisco is number two.
Okay.
Seattle's number three. Orlando, Florida is number four. Vegas is number five.
Get out of here.
St. Louis is number six. Miami is number seven. Pittsburgh is number eight. New Orleans is number nine. Cincinnati, Ohio is number 10. And then Chicago, just ahead of Birmingham, Alabama, and Honolulu, Hawaii. So here's the best part about these rankings. The thing where Chicago ranked the highest was that first category, which is traditions and fun.
Yeah.
Number two city in the country.
We got a Kris Kringle Mart. We've got a lights parade. We've got a parade, Thanksgiving parade.
It should be pretty obvious who number one is based on that. Like,
hello, New York.
Exactly.
Yeah. New York, hello.
So New York's number one. Like, I could see that.
I agree with that.
That actually makes sense.
Right.
And then they're 95th, as I said, in observance rank, 18th in generosity rank, and 14th in shopping rank, which is fine.
Chicago's 14th in shopping?
Yeah,
I guess so, that's fine.
Yeah, but 11 seemed low. I thought it would be a top
on the
five
overall.
City.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it has all the makings.
I love Christmas in this city. I love the decorations. When Thanksgiving is coming or just passing, it feels like Christmas for a solid month in this city.
Yeah, it does. You're right. I mean, just our individual walks home, it's like just filled with Christmasness. It's beautiful. From the 847, that list is trash. From the another 847, the same texture? No, different texture. Santa Claus, Indiana should be number one. You know who the most famous Chicago athlete to be from Santa Claus, Indiana, Mr. Marshall Harris? His name is Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler from Santa Claus, Indiana.
That's where he's from?
Mr. Happy.
I don't think I knew that.
It makes so ironic. Yeah, he's so jolly.
Yeah, he's such a jolly
Or not.
Guy.
Or not.
He's good. Yeah, I guess I like Christmas. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, like, Santa Claus. I don't think so, man. I like to think of Jake Cutler's character just being slowed down stoner now.
He should star in a Hallmark movie. Jay Cutler.
I mean, I don't know, man. Who was his ex-wife, Christy? What was
Cavallari?
Kristen Cavallari.
I'm surprised he didn't. He would have had. Maybe he was in one. I don't know that he wasn't.
A real life Hallmark movie.
I could see. Oh,
he was living a Hallmark movie. I was really surprised when he did that reality show with Kristen Cavallari.
It was more her than him. Let's be honest.
Definitely was. Oh, no, but no. He was in it.
I'd see Kristen and Jay at Bears games sometimes when I was doing the sidelines. I'd be like, oh, there's Kristen Cavallari right there. It's not as cool as hanging out with Henry Melton, but I did see people like that.
I can't wait till you and Henry Melton unite. This is going to be magic.
He's going to be like, what's up with this guy?
At the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's going to be magic. 1 o'clock hour for all of you.
It is going to be magic. This segment is being brought to us by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Still to come on the show a little bit later on today, we are going to talk to Tim Jenkins. He is our QB guru. He's out at 1 o'clock today, so we'll get the full breakdown on Caleb Williams. You know we will. Mark Potash is going to join us at 12:25 as well, but coming up next, one
you know
of our favorite segments,
you
man.
You know what it is.
Let's get on it. Five on it. Next, Raheem Harrison Grody on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.